Amateur Radio Newsline, report number 2008 with a release date of Friday, April 22nd, 2016, to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. Hams mobilize as Ecuador digs out from a deadly earthquake. Getting on the air from Brazil just became a whole lot easier during the Summer Olympic Games. Radio amateurs assist with elections in West Bengal, India, and a new museum of radio science in the UK competes for a big prize. All this and more in Amateur Radio Newsline Report 2008, coming your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's first independent, on-the-air news and bulletin service. Now, reporting from Wadsworth, Ohio, Stephen Kinford, N8WB.
We open this week's newscast with an update on the amateur radio response to an earthquake in Ecuador that is being called that nation's most powerful quake in decades. We hear from Amateur Radio Newsline Graham Kemp, VK4BB.
As officials continued to revise their counts of Ecuador's dead and injured following the magnitude 7.8 quake on Saturday the 16th of April, rescue operations stepped up with more than 10,000 troops and 3,500 police. Countless radio amateurs were also mobilized to assist with emergency communication and other vital matters. Hams everywhere were being advised to free up the band on 7.060 MHz for emergency traffic. De-expeditioners were also cautioned to stay below that frequency whilst operating RTTY. In the days following the quake, the emergency frequency, 7.060, was carrying messages around the clock, with Ecuadorian amateurs making use of battery power and mobile stations to assist with recovery communication. Officials reported that power systems and telecommunications were either destroyed or disabled after the tremors. As an emergency net became operational on that emergency frequency, stations in countries nearby tuned into the frequency and prepared to assist if necessary. Rafael Correa, Ecuador's president, returned to his devastated nation from a trip to Italy and declared the immediate focus to be on locating survivors. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Graham Kemp, VK4BB.
Amateur Radio Newsline will continue to monitor Ham's involvement in these developments. As of Amateur Radio Newsline deadline, there was no word on amateur radio involvement in the deadly magnitude 6.5 earthquake that rocked Japan just a few days earlier on Thursday, April 14th. Those tremors near the city of Kumamoto were considered the strongest since 2011. Already, the new Radio Communication Museum of Great Britain is finding itself involved in some heavy-duty contesting. But this competition has more to do with art than radio sport, as Amateur Radio Newsline Jeremy Boot, G4NJH, tells us.
This summer, when the new Radio Communication Museum of Great Britain opens in Derby in the UK, it hopes to be a winner in more ways than one. Even before opening its doors for the first time, the museum has already become a finalist in a national competition that would provide the institution with the talents of a leading contemporary artist to create a major event on site later this year. An event that celebrates radio. With so many other British museums vying for the prize, including those in London, the decision is being left up to the public. That puts a lot of power in the hands of museum fans, and of course that means radio fans as well, especially with the voting taking place online in just another week. Radio amateur Stephen Hasseldine, G8EBM, a Derby businessman and museum trustee, has designed the museum to be a showcase of amateur, military and professional radios. Activities there will teach visitors about the science of wireless communication while showing them the equipment that's made it possible throughout the years. General Manager William Presland said he's hoping the competition will enable the museum to challenge the guest artist to, quote, find art where there is none in a museum of science and technology and present this to the public. End of quote. The contest culminates in a major event to be held in October called the Museums at Night Festival. Voting begins at 1100 UTC on Friday the 29th of April and remains open through until Saturday the 14th of May. The website for balloting is museumsatnight.org.uk. The museum, which devotes itself to the varied uses of radio waves through the years, is based on Stephen Hasseldine's private radio collection. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jeremy Boot, G4NJH in Nottingham in the UK.
Any night is a good night for radio, but if you're in southern New Jersey, Thursday is an especially good night for radio. The Ocean Monmouth Amateur Radio Club hosts a regularly scheduled radio night Thursday evenings between 6:30 and 8:30 local time and welcomes newcomers. The club itself has 70 members and is an ARRL affiliate, but you don't have to be a club member or even a local ham to get on the air with them. The club is also preparing for its Spring Tailgate Hamfest, which will take place on Saturday, May 7th at the Diana site, 2300 Marconi Road in Wall Township, New Jersey. The summer games in Rio don't include radio sport, but things just got a little bit easier for radio amateurs who want to travel to and work the bands from Brazil. We hear from Amateur Radio Newsline Paul Braun, WD9GCO.
Attending the Olympics and getting on the HF bands from Brazil shouldn't require an Olympian effort itself. The good news is that now it won't come to that. It's expected to be less of a struggle for radio amateurs to operate in Brazil during the 2016 Summer Olympics as a result of eased restrictions on the part of the Brazilian authorities. Regardless of whether an amateur's country has a reciprocal agreement with Brazil, authorizations for those hams will be simplified thanks to an agreement between the authorities and the Brazilian Amateur Radio League, also known as LABRE. The Radio League recently received permission from Brazil's telecommunications regulator, Anatel, to handle the authorizations and without any fees. Interested amateurs should email the Radio League a copy of a valid passport, a copy of your amateur radio license, a list of cities in which you plan to operate and on what dates, and include your email address. The documents should be scanned and sent to the Radio League via email at executiva@labre.org.br. When the paperwork arrives, you should be able to dive right in. Just don't use any of the Olympic-sized pools. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Paul Braun, WD9GCO.
A group of scouts in Texas plans to be on the air during the next 2 weekends, and they're hoping to work your station. Amateur Radio Newsline Bill Stearns, NE4RD, tells us where to look for these youngsters.
This week in radio scouting, there will be an activation of K2BSA in Abilene, Texas, at the Buffalo Mountain District Cubberee on April 22nd and 23rd. Russ Paramore, K5MQR, will be the control operator for the Portable 5 station and will be active on 20 and 40 phone. There will also be an activation in Mount Enterprise, Texas at the East Texas Area Council's quadrennial all-council jamboree on April 29th through May 1st. Jeff Sorrells, KG5BTF, will be the control operator for the Portable 5 station and will be active on 20 and 40 phone. Jeff will also be demonstrating QRP gear for portable operations. Please help support this activity and others involving youth and amateur radio by working and spotting them on the air and online. If you would like to activate K2BSA for your scouting event, please visit www.k2bsa.net. If you would like to get involved in radio scouting, find your local council by visiting www.scouting.org. For Amateur Radio Newsline and the K2BSA Amateur Radio Association, this is Bill Stearns, NE4RD.
Time for you to identify your station. We are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the N9IAA repeater in Valparaiso, Indiana, on Thursday nights. Every ham needs a teacher or two to guide them on their radio journey. But who teaches the teachers? Amateur Radio Newsline, Neil Rep, WB9VPG, tells us about the ARRL Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology, where the application deadline is fast closing in.
There are only a few more days left for teachers to submit their applications to the ARRL Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology, which is preparing to present its summer coursework for the 13th year. The Professional Development Seminar offers teachers guidance on presenting radio science to their students at levels starting as young as elementary school. The classes include robotics, radio science, satellite communications, weather science, microcontroller programming, and basic electronics. All expenses are paid. Coursework is available at increasing complexity right through the university level. The Institute holds its classes at different locations throughout the country. But the deadline to apply is May 1st. If you're interested but still haven't put in your application, you can download the form from the webpage for the ARRL Teachers Institute at ARRL.org. If you have additional questions, contact ARRL Education Services Manager Deborah Johnson, K1DMJ, at djohnson@arrl.org. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Neil Rapp, WB9VPG.
There's going to be a change of address for the Minutemen Repeater Association's 2-meter and 440 repeaters, which are headed to a new site in North Reading from their Burlington location. The Minuteman amateurs are looking for volunteers on Saturday, April 30th, to help take antennas down and move the equipment to the new site and then assist with setup. The nonprofit association makes these repeaters available for community and emergency events and maintains a system of repeaters at various sites in central and eastern Massachusetts. If you're interested in volunteering with the move, any hour you can work between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. that day, or even for half a day, will be helpful, club members said. The association is also planning to host a work party in June at its Marlborough East site, where volunteers are needed to help with weed removal and other maintenance to improve access to the shelter. Interior cleanup of the shelter is also being scheduled, as well as some outside maintenance of the shelter building. Please email Bob, K1IW, at k1iw@mmra.org if you're interested and available for either of these volunteer opportunities. The date in June for the Marlborough East site has not been determined yet. How do you connect an otherwise disconnected archipelago in the Indian state of West Bengal? Ham radio. During the assembly elections there this month, radio amateurs are playing a decidedly nonpartisan role in helping with the poll results. A number of very remote districts made up of an archipelago lack mobile connectivity and are relying for the first time this year on local hams. According to Ambarish Nag Biswas, VU2JFA, secretary of the West Bengal Radio Club, who spoke with the Hindu newspaper. At last report, the voter turnout throughout the state was encouraging. As of Wednesday, April 20th, the Hindustan Times reported that nearly 80% of the electorate throughout the state had shown up at polling places to cast their ballots. Listen for Mike DF8AN working as 9MOS from the Spratly Islands through April 29th. He is working from Layang Layang Island on 160 meters to 6 meters, mainly using CW, QSL to the home call. Elvira IV3FSG is operating from the Democratic Republic of the Congo as 9QOHQ/1 until April 30th. She will then use the call sign 9QOHQ from May 1st through May 30th. Her QSL manager is IK3GES. Be listening for a group of Italian amateurs using the call sign TK9C from Corsica Island until April 25th. They will be on CW, SSB, and digital. Their QSL manager is IK2AHB. Doug, VK4ADX, is operating holiday style from Norfolk Island from April 23rd through May 2nd, using the call sign VK9NU. Listen for him on SSB only. Logs will be uploaded to Logbook of the World. And finally, a tale of hope for hassled, harried hams. You can't outsmart the sun, and you certainly can't outshine it. But some radio amateurs in India recently had their moment in the sun during the National Field Day held by Amateur Radio Society of India on Saturday, April 16th and Sunday, April 17th. Camped out on a hilltop in the Turahali Forest, the group from Bengaluru was looking to go the distance, wherever that distance might take them. It didn't look like that was going to be very far, however. Conditions were not the greatest. They were marred by strong solar flares, making HF contacts extra challenging or non-existent. To add to that, the operators found the midday sun to be brutally hot and blistering. And then, contact! Operator Madhu Prasad, operating station VU3NPI, connected on 21 megahertz with Hong Kong station VR2XMT. It was enough, more than enough. Signal reports and call signs were exchanged, and the moment became one of the brightest spots during the 24-hour period. Prasad told the Bangalore Mirror, quote, "Within a minute of the rig going live, we could establish contact," end quote. Among his colleagues in the Bangalore Amateur Radio Club, Antarctica is the farthest anyone has contacted on their rigs. But Hong Kong, under tough conditions, still proved to be a shining moment, and VU3NPI enjoyed his field day moment in the sun after all. With thanks to Allen Labs, the Amateur Radio Society of India, the ARRL, the Bangalore Mirror, CQ Magazine, DX.net, Hap Holly and the Rain Report, The Hindu, The Hindustan Times, Irish Radio Transmitter Society, K2BSA Amateur Radio Association, the Minuteman Repeater Association, the Ohio Penn DX Bulletin, Southgate Amateur Radio News, Wireless Institute of Australia, and you, our listeners. That's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline. Our email address is newsline@arnewsline.org. amateurradionewsline.org. More information is available at Amateur Radio Newsline's only official website located at www.arnewsline.org. We also remind our listeners that there's still time to nominate candidates for the 2016 Bill Pasternak Young Ham of the Year Award. This honor recognizes licensed amateurs who are no older than 19 and living in the U.S., Puerto Rico, or Canada, and who have made significant contributions to ham radio and their community. To download an application form, visit our website, www.arnewsline.org, and click on the tab for YHOTY. Completed applications should be sent to the Young Ham of the Year Award in care of Amateur Radio Newsline, Inc., Editorial Office, Post Office Box 451, Huntington Station, New York, 11746. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York and our news team worldwide, I'm Stephen Kinford, NAWB in Wadsworth, Ohio, saying 73, and as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2016, all rights reserved.